About 2 weeks ago, a gentleman who had been living in the Twin Cities for more than 30 years was made one of the assistant bishops for Boston in Massachusetts. For more than 30 years, Arthur Kennedy had been a teacher of religion, both to the undergraduate and the graduate students at St. Thomas, and most recently has been the director of the theology school in Boston. Well, a number of years ago, Arthur reflected on his experience as a teacher of college and university students. And in part, this is what he said. I work with university students. They have a zest for life, and they have an energy that I can only envy. But inside of all this zest and energy, I notice that they lack hope because they do not have a big story, a big vision, a vision that can give them perspective beyond the ups and downs of everyday life. When their health, their relationships, their lives are going well, then they feel happy and they feel full of hope. But the reverse is also true. When things aren't going well for them, the bottom falls out in their world. They don't have anything to give them a vision beyond the present moment. Now, I would suggest that Arthur was describing not only his experience of college and university students, but was really describing his experience of much of the contemporary population. We live in the here and now, and our hope rests in the here and now. And all of this is by way of preparation to reflect on the opening lines of today's gospel. The apostles say, Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord said, if you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you would be able to say to this tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. You see, there's nothing wrong with the here and now, and there's nothing wrong with our finding peace in the good things that happen in our lives. The difficulty is that all of those good things, my good health, my success, my security, my friendships, all of those good things, my dreams, my hopes, all of those good things are fragile. All of those good things are very fragile. And any one of them or all of them can break apart at any particular time. It isn't enough to find hope in the here and now. Now, what those disciples are asking for is they're saying, Lord, give me the big picture. Give me the big vision. Give me a way of putting today into context. Help me find a way that is beyond the ups and the downs of daily life. Now, it was at the supper of the Lord and on the cross of Calvary And on that early morning, the first day of the week, that Jesus provided the big picture. And the big picture has to do with the effect of his suffering and dying and rising in glory. That in that moment, all of creation, the whole universe, is drawn into union with God. And that from that moment on, the single most important truth about any one of us and all of us together is that we stand in the midst of the life of God. And that the love of God is broader and deeper and higher and wider than every single aspect of life. The love of God is stronger than my health or my lack of health, my success or my failure. The love of God is stronger than my virtue or my sin. That there is not one single thing that I can do or that can happen to me that will diminish God's unbridled love for me. That's the big picture. That's the vision. That's what allows those disciples of Jesus to be able to take the ups and downs of life and to see them not as ultimate realities, but merely as passing moments. And that in all of that, and so much beyond, it is one's union with Christ and through the death and resurrection of the Lord, one's union with God, that answers all the questions and the doubts and is the fundamental hope. Well, what we do every single week as we come here to the table of the Lord is we stand on our tiptoes and for one brief moment, we see that big vision. For one brief moment, the moment of the Eucharist, that truth that holds everything together is made present among us. And we do that week in and week out, year in and year out, so that we might be able to live in such a fashion that that big vision, that big story can truly underpin every aspect of life.